What is up, internet? This is JD coming at you with my Redskin review, week one. I'm probably not going to name the video that. I'm probably going to name something else, and it's going to be a series. I'm going to call Redskin Rant, whatever. I'll call it Redskin Rant, week one. I'm going to issue blame, give kudos to whoever I deem did well enough this year, this week, that they deserve it, okay? So without further ado, let's just get right to it. Redskins lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 30-17. Now, an unintelligent football goer, football watcher, will look at this game and say, oh, well, they lost by 30 points. The defense gave up 30 points. Obviously, the defense is the reason why they lost. It's not. The reason why they lost is the offense. Mainly one person on the offense, but I'll get to that later. I'm going to issue blame, and I'll go over each part. I'm going to issue first to the part of the team I think did the best this week. By far the best. And I think it's the best outing they've had in the last, maybe the last 2 years, maybe the last couple seasons. Our defense was absolutely amazing. Clean up a couple things, and I think our defense could have won the game for us. If our defense tackles a couple better tackles, we had some good looks, we got penetration, we got to the quarterback, a couple more tackles, our defense would have won the game with our sorry offensive production. Straight up, the defense would have won it without any kind of hesitation. Our defensive backs were ball hawking. They were right there on a lot of deep balls. Could have had a lot of interceptions. We cleaned that up. We catch a couple of those. They'd have walked away with this game without our off. All our offense had to do was just not turn the ball over and just hand the ball off every time. We could have done that and won. But our defense's job to stop the other team from scoring, which they did. You had a couple freak plays. You had one freak play, their first touchdown. Couple missed sacks. Like I said, clean that up, and we got it. Not every quarterback is as mobile as Carson Wentz. And I really personally like Carson Wentz. I don't know, a lot of people don't like him. But I think Carson Wentz is a fantastic quarterback. I would trade Kirk Cousins and our first-round pick this year for Carson Wentz. I really would. I think Carson Wentz is a good enough quarterback that I just don't think he has a lot of weapons. Nelson Agholor is not a great weapon. He's getting better. I mean, he did good yesterday. And Alshon Jeffrey is a pretty decent weapon, but none of those guys are number ones. And then he has two decent tight ends, but he doesn't really have a lot of offensive weapons around him. I think he is mainly their offense, and I think he's actually a pretty good quarterback. This is my personal opinion. So you can agree with me or disagree with me. I don't really care, but I'd rather have Carson Wentz than Kirk Cousins. Okay? So that being said, defense I thought did great. They did pretty good stopping the run. Passing yards, we still didn't give a lot of passing yards. Okay, I think our defense was put in a lot of difficult positions, and I think I thought our defense prevailed pretty well. I think our defense did pretty well considering where they were. They forced two turnovers. They forced a couple turnovers. They had a pick six, and the only reason they gave up touchdowns was a freak play, and then the other team was handed the ball on the 39 yard line, and they got a couple plays and got in the end zone. Okay. And I'll go over where those mistakes happened, but I don't think our defense was an issue. I thought our defense played well. The things I like the most is, one, I thought our run defense was stellar. Okay, we literally stuck our nose in some holes filled the holes. Okay, and our run defense was very good. Okay, I think their average rush per attempt was 2.4 yards. Okay, so that's really good. Now, granted, this team's not a great running team, so we'll see how it works next week against LA. But LeGarrette Blount's a hard runner. He'll run you over. He'll put your dick in the dirt. He's a tough runner, and we did not waver from him. They had a lead, and they were trying to run. Okay, they had 24 rushing attempts on us. So we could have done a lot worse, and we didn't do bad. Okay, and we got to the quarterback. We rushed the quarterback. We got to him a couple times. We sacked him a bunch of times. We could have got to him a lot more. Just missed a couple tackles here and there, but we did very good overall. And our secondary was all over, guys. We had a couple situations. We could have had a lot of picks yesterday. Okay? But I'm not going to get onto that. Their job is not to pick the ball off. Their job is to stop the other team from catching it, which they did. on a majority of the time basis. Okay, so for the most part, defense did stellar. I have no complaints. If you're going to blame anything on the defense, you don't know football. Our defense did the best they could for the situation that was thrown in front of them. They were put in a situation after a fumble by Kirk Cousins, and they were on the 40-yard line, and they forced a punt. Okay. They were put in a situation, it was the muff punt. They were put in a 30-yard line, and then they gave up that touchdown, but that was the only two touchdowns they gave up. They did not give up any touchdowns after that point. Okay. Yeah, they gave up a field goal, but that's after turnovers. That's after things. They kept teams out of the end zone. That's what they're supposed to do. I don't care about the yards. Everyone will complain about yards. The yards don't matter. It's touchdowns. It's getting the ball in the end zone. Okay? Carson Wentz had two touchdowns. One was a 50-yard fluke play. Okay? The other one was after a 39-yard, after getting the ball in the 39-yard because of a muff punt. Okay? That's not his fault. Okay? He didn't have a great QBR. His QBR was 47.7. Okay, that's not very good. Passer rating was 96.8. Not very good. Okay? So, I'm done with the defense. The defense did great, in my opinion. They were after it. The linebackers played well. The defensive line, I thought, played great. I mean, we'll play another team that will be better than them. I guarantee it. They're not the best team in the league. Okay? But the offensive line of the Eagles is not horrible. They're not horrible. Okay? They don't have bad running backs. The receiving core was okay. It's not great, but it's okay. So, Torrey Smith, that's another one I forgot to mention. Torrey Smith's not a bad receiver either. I thought we did well. I thought the defense did well. So, now that I've given praise, now I'm going to start cracking some skulls. 10% blame will go to our special teams. And the only reason, it could be a little higher because that one play resulted in a touchdown, which is one of the bigger things that affected the game. But one play. It's the muff punt. I can probably point at a couple more, but mainly it's one play. It's that muff punt by Jamison Crowder. He'll learn his lesson. Don't jump whenever you're trying to receive a punt. Don't jump. Okay? That's what cost you it. You jumped and you mistimed it and it bounced right off your chest. Okay? I can probably point to our kickoff returns as well. Our defensive plays were fine. Our defensive special teams plays, like what I mean by defensive is if we're punting the ball to them and we got to recover, that's a defensive play. That's an offensive play for them. We're stopping them from scoring because they can return the punt or kickoff or whatever. Those are fine. Okay, it's our offensive plays that were bad. Our offensive punt returns, got nothing out of them really in the muff punt. And then on kickoff, there's a couple of them we ran out of the end zone. It wasn't very smart to run out of the end zone. Should just kneeled it, or whatever the case may be. But that one play, I don't think it'll happen very often again. Jamison Crowder has been an amazing return guy. He kept us in a couple games last year because of his returning ability, and year before that, too. So I have no issues with him, personally. Okay, it's one fluke play. It happened to be a big play in this game. It was a momentum booster. So I'm not going to get too mad at him. Okay, I'm not going to get too mad at him. He did okay. He'll be okay in the future. I have no issue with him personally. He'll clean that up. He won't drop too many of those, okay? He's not Matt Jones. He's not going to drop fumbles here and there and everywhere, whatever, okay? Next blame I want to give 20% blame to the play calling. Now, I really would love to be a fly on the wall and just know the meeting that goes on between Kirk Cousins and the offense and the offensive coordinator, a.k.a. Jay Gruden, and the head coach. Okay. The reason why I want to know this is because I want to know if the offensive strategy is on the first play of the game to take go for a bomb deep and waste a down. Kirk Cousins last year proved to me he can't throw deep balls. He can throw once in a while, but he should not throw deep balls. He's a quarterback, and if everyone hasn't learned this yet, you're not watching Kirk Cousins properly. He needs to be taking the 3-yard slant, the 5-yard out, the 5-yard slant, crossing routes. We need an offense around that. Okay, that's what Kurt's good at. We have offensive weapons. Okay, I'm going to go over offensive weapons and say that I don't think that the offensive weapons are an excuse for Kirk Cousins. Yes, we did lose Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. Okay, we lost both of those players. Those are both 1,000-yard receivers. However, we had Ryan Grant on the team. I have honestly thought that Ryan Grant was going to step in beautifully for Deshaun. Actually, I think he was going to step in beautifully for Jameson Crowder, and then Jameson Crowder was going to go to Jackson's position. So I honestly had no issue with losing Deshaun Jackson. He wanted too much money. We can use that money elsewhere, okay? So I had no issue losing Deshaun Jackson. I'm going to move a little closer here. I had no issue losing Deshaun Jackson, okay? Pierre Garçon is a good possession receiver. That's what he's good for. He actually, I thought he willed us into the game last year against the Giants and gave us a chance to win because our offense, our whole team was flat. Okay, he willed us into that game. Signing Terrell Pryor, and I know Terrell Pryor dropped a pass or two, but for the most part, I thought he played pretty decent yesterday. He dropped what would have been a touchdown pass, but it got called back anyway because of holding, so that one's irrelevant to me. And he had one, it was like a 5-yard slant, and I thought it was a little high. You threw it up here, Kirk, put it in his chest. Okay, he's crossing the middle. He's got to protect his body, okay? Help him a little bit. Throw it where he can catch it and still protect his body. He's still a quarterback playing receiver, okay? You're exposing him there. He's not a shorter guy. If he's Crowder, you throw that. Crowder's smaller, he can protect himself better. Or if he's Davis or Reed, he's got a bigger body, so guys aren't gonna go for his gut or whatever, okay? You got to throw it in a better spot. He should have caught it. It still should have caught it. It hit his hands. In my opinion, it hit your hands. You got to catch it. Okay, that's my opinion. But still, my point is, we had a Brian Quick, okay, which I know Brian Quick, he's a possession receiver. He had a couple possession catches yesterday. He had one 11-yard catch on 3rd and 11 to give us a first down and move the sticks. Okay, if he does that more often, I just don't think we look for him. Jameson Crowder had 3 catches, all of them were in the last possession of the game. Okay. We're not finding Jameson Crowder. We're not finding anyway. I'm getting off topic here. We have enough talent to replace Pierre Garçon and Jackson. Okay, we have Brian Quick and Terrell Pryor. I believe combined are enough to compensate for Pierre Garçon. We still have Josh Dobson, who has not played yet. That should be enough to compensate for the loss of Pierre Garçon and Jackson as well, along with Ryan Grant. Ryan Grant, I think, played great. Terrell Pryor had 6 catches yesterday, by the way. 6 catches for 66 yards. All right, it doesn't go over his drops. I'm sure he dropped a couple, but everyone drops a couple. So I'm curious if we want to waste first down. And this is, and now I'm going to get to the part of this that irks me. It really does irk me. Okay? Kirk Cousins, in my opinion, is 70% of the reason why we did really bad this year. Yesterday. Okay? He's main reason why we did bad. And this is why I want to know, like, what they do offensively, what their strategy is. Is it a strategy that they want to come out on first down on the first play of the game and take a shot deep? Because if that's the case, first off, I'm starting to think that the first 5 or 6 plays are scripted. Here's why. If you take that shot deep on third and let's say it's first down, you take that shot deep and you don't get it, okay? He took the shot deep to Pryor, did not get the pass, did not complete the pass. The next play is a run. Why would you run the ball the next play? Then my thought process is, okay, you run the ball to establish them getting closer to the line. Obviously, they're not doing that because you just threw the ball. Now it's 3rd and 10. There's no point in running the ball there. Take the 5-yard slant and make it so that your third down play is a lot more manageable. Okay? So your 3rd and long is a lot more. It's not 3rd and 10 or 3rd and 11 in this case. Or 3rd and 11, and luckily we threw the ball. I think it was a Pryor. I think we threw it to Pryor and he got a first down for us or something like that. It was either Pryor or it wasn't Reed. I know it wasn't Reed. It was either Pryor or Grant, and we got a first down. Moved the sticks. And the very next series of downs, we almost threw an interception. But I'm not going into that. I'm curious if that's the strategy. If that's the strategy, then that's play calling. And if Kurt's fallen play calling, maybe he shouldn't be a robot. Maybe he should think a little bit for himself. But if that is the strategy, then I have a serious issue with play calling. We have the talent to take a 3-yard slant and get 10 yards out of it. Okay? Or we take a 3-yard slant and get tackled at 3 yards. Now you're looking at 2nd and 7. You can turn the handball off, maybe get a yard or two. Now you're looking at 3rd and 5. The play calling changes dramatically. Dramatically, whenever you're in play in positions where your play calling is just more unpredictable, For example, if you're 3rd and 10, your play calling is very predictable. You have to get the ball 10 yards, or you're not going to get a first down. If you're 2nd and 5, it's unpredictable. You can run, okay? You can play action, or you can pass. You're not going to play action on 3rd and 10. You're not going to run the ball on 3rd and 10. I mean, you might. It'd be stupid, but you can run the ball on 3rd and 10. You're not going to do that. You're going to pass. So why we put ourselves in a situation where our playbook is cut in half or cut down to a third? Because our options are limited. And Kirk Cousins, I think, does that a lot. I was watching a video on YouTube, and it's a guy who does a Redskins interview. I tried to listen to it. I got 6 minutes in, and I just could not hold my tongue anymore. I'm like, he says that Kirk Cousins starts slow. He's the reason why he starts slow. Kirk Cousins is the reason why he starts slow. Okay? He is straight up the reason why we start slow as an offense. You need to learn to get a rhythm started. You can't get a rhythm started if you're overthrowing guys by 6 yards on the first play of the game. Okay? And then you run the ball on second down. You should audible out of that and throw a pass or whatever the case may be. Okay? You need to learn. I can't believe I have to actually say these things because it should be common sense. It should be common sense that you got to establish yourself. You got to matriculate the ball down the field. You don't go broke taking a profit. So it makes more sense to me, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm completely out there, that you should want to get established as many throws and catches as possible on your first drive. Yeah, if you have a shot deep, take the shot deep. But I don't think it's that he's looking, he finds a guy deep and he throws it. Okay, I think it's predetermined. Okay? And if you look at the game, he had like 4 or 5 of these overthrows. So this is why it's an issue, because he wastes complete downs by doing this. We have enough athletes. We have Jordan Reed. We have Fred Davis. Terrell Pryor, Ryan Grant, Jamison Crowder, Chris Thompson, Rob Kelly. We have so many weapons to get the ball to and let them run. I don't know why he doesn't do it more often. Okay, that's just his decision making. Okay, that's just his inability. That might be part of play calling. I don't know. That'd be something I would love to know. I would love to know if it's part of play calling and if he's told to do these things and he just does them. If that's the case, it's totally play calling to me. If not, it's his decision making. Okay? Now more on his decision making. First off, fumble the ball twice. Take care of the damn football. Another thing people are saying, like, he was running for his life yesterday. No. You are running for your life because you decide that you are not going to change the play and you're not going to do anything about what you see in front of you. For example, if you see 7 guys on the line of scrimmage, 4 being down linemen and 3 being linebackers or 1 being a corner or whatever the case may be, you have the authority as the quarterback to create a hot route and audible out of the play you're in. You have that authority, or to keep a tight end in or whatever. You have that authority. You need to be intelligent enough as a quarterback who's been in the league for 5 years, who's getting paid $24 million, to say, okay, we got a blitz here. Hey, hot route. Need a quick slant right here, right from where they're blitzing. Okay? That's intelligent quarterbacks do that. Tom Brady does that. Aaron Rodgers does that. If they're going to blitz you from the outside linebacker position, guess what? You're on a 5-yard slant right to where he was. Because as soon as you throw that ball and he catches it, he's off to the races because there's no one covering that area. Okay? That's what an intelligent quarterback does. He gets the ball, it's out in 2 seconds, less than 2 seconds. Okay? Don't give me this. You guys, everyone who is a Kirk Cousins fan, or as I call them, apologists, that are going to make up excuses for him every time he screws up, you're reaching for things. Oh, he's running for his life. No, he's running for his life because he lacks the ability to be intelligent enough to change the play from whatever it is to a quick slant or something to get the ball to an athlete. Okay? That's called intelligence. That's called being a good quarterback. Okay? That's why he's running for his life. Or B, maybe there is one. He's just not getting rid of the ball because he's looking for that deep ball. He's waiting for the play to develop. You have to be intelligent enough to know if you don't have something, you have to take what the defense gives you. Now, there's situations where I literally just sound like a hypocrite. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I sound like what I'm saying, don't take that 3-yard slant whenever you need 10 yards. Well, if you're getting blitzed, you don't have a choice, Kirk. You don't have a choice. Sometimes the defense just plays the right card, okay? They roll the right dice, and they play the right card. They're always going to have the upper hand because you have a guy passing, and you got catching, so you have people that are blocking. You're always going to be outnumbered, okay? In whatever situation, you can only send out five guys in a pass, and they can literally drop as many as nine guys if they wanted to, okay? So it's not as simple as, oh, I can't throw this pass, or I can't get rid of it. No, you can't. You just don't. You have 10 seconds left in the shot clock. You need to put your hand on your helmets, call Rhino, whatever you want to call it, and call some quick out or some quick five-yard slant or something to wherever the blitz is going. Okay? You don't do that. You do not do that on a constant basis. You don't do that. Okay? So your turnovers are partially your fault, because if you see a blitz coming, you need to option out of it first off. That's the first thing. The second thing you need to do is you need to protect the ball better. Okay, if you feel the pressure coming, get rid of it. Okay, you fumble the ball twice. One cost us the game. And then you threw an interception that cost us the game. Okay, I'd rather you hung on to it and we just got a sack, because we'd got a field goal and we'd gone up with the lead and we put ourselves in a better situation to win. Okay, and everyone is reaching, trying to come up with excuses for why Kirk Cousins is not the reason we lost. Oh, he led us in rushing. Well, he didn't lead us in rushing. He had the same amount of rushing yards as Rob Kelly. That's the first thing. Okay, second, if your quarterback's rushing, that means he can't throw the ball. That means he's not finding people open. And the third thing is people are like, oh, there's no guys that are getting separation. Guys had separation. Okay, first off, if you're throwing these four deep, that means they were open. So that's separation right there. Okay. Second, I can tell you on a bunch of plays where Kirk got sacked where people were wide open. Okay. Fourth, you need to find your guys sooner. Okay. You need to be smart. Okay. And now I'm going to go over a couple other things. He didn't have any, in my opinion, he didn't have any touchdowns. It's an extended handoff to our running back, to Chris Thompson. And Chris Thompson would not be denied. He ran for a touchdown. You can say what you want. To me, that's not a touchdown for Kirk. It's an extended handoff. The guy caught the ball 2 yards out of the backfield, okay? And he ran 20-some yards for a touchdown. That's not a Kirk Cousins touchdown pass to me, okay? That's Chris Thompson not being denied. Now I'm going to get to his red zone numbers. His red zone numbers are atrocious, just like last year. 2 years ago, his red zone numbers were pretty good. They were enough that it was in the conversation that he would be he was top in the league. He was number seven in the league. Last year wasn't very good at all. Last year he was 17th in the league. I'm not gonna go over the stats. I can go over it all day. If you want to know the stats, message me and I'll give them to you. Okay, I'll give you the website and you can look them up yourself. I'm not gonna regurgitate the stats, but his red zone efficiency is horrible. It's always horrible. He can't throw jump balls. He doesn't know how to throw fades. 2 years ago he threw a lot of slants, and that's what got him passes. That's what got him touchdowns. And now, on the first game of the year, last year he only threw two interceptions in the red zone, which wasn't too bad. The year before that, he threw zero. Now, in the first game, he already has one interception in the red zone. It's just atrocious. It is god-awful how bad he can be, and people want to make excuses for him. He cost us the game.